The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, border agents say a man tried to sneak past them with 52 lizards in his pants.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. My record is 6, but one of them was a Komodo dragon.
Yeah. You wouldn't be here. Yeah. Okay, either the border police are lying or the guy with the lizards is lying. Okay, because you're not going to get 52 of any. You couldn't get 52 golf balls in your pants. You're not going to get lizards. What?
What? I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't
this
think
this is like a Florida
like
man.
Lot.
A Florida man yeah. says this is just
welcome
a lie.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Baker Mayfield's future, Austin Matthews' suspension, and 5 good minutes with Jay Billis. But we begin today with a potpourri of NBA action last night. Wilbon, which of the following items was the biggest deal to you? Karl Anthony Towns getting an NBA season high of 60 points. As the Timberwolves beat the Spurs 149-139. Draymond Green returning to the Warriors and helping Steph Curry score 47. Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets coming from 19 down to beat the Sixers in Philadelphia. Or the Lakers losing their 4th of 5 to fall 10 games under 500.
Tony, I would say, just to recap a little bit, the most surprising one is Cat going for 60. And he's already had 54 or 56 in his life, whatever it's been, so we know he can score. I mean, he says he's the greatest big man shooter ever, which sounds like a complete exaggeration and nonsense until you realize when it comes to deep shooting and volume shooting, he probably is. I mean, you'd rather have Kareem with the game on the line, but he probably is. Draymond helps Steph Curry become Steph Curry again. I told you, it's not just defense where his value is for Draymond. It's also helping Steph and Klay get space. And then Jokic and Embiid was a wonderful game. I watched it all. It was just a great back and forth. And those two guys love and respect each other. That's cool to see. LeBron, oh, my God, they were down 21-2. I'm going to say Draymond. I think I'm going to say Draymond. Because if you can unlock Steph and then help Klay get back to being Klay, I know Phoenix is like 8 or 9 games ahead right now. And they're the number one stunner in the West. But Draymond back out there, Tony, if they can continue along that and get him comfortably back to where he was when they were 26 and whatever before he got hurt, then it's going to be that. That development is going to rule the day.
Yeah, so we're going to agree pretty much down the line. The first thing I would eliminate is the Lakers because now we understand that LeBron actually does have to score 50 for them to win. And until Anthony Davis gets back out there, there's no point even talking about them.
No, there isn't.
They're an old team. They stink, and everybody could see this coming. We disagree a little bit on the Philadelphia game because
really?
I'm sure it was a good game. I'm glad you enjoyed it, but it doesn't matter. And the reason I say that is interconference games don't matter because the only time you can meet again is in the finals. If you both get to the finals in June, and then you're looking back to March, which is 4 months, so it has no
good
play.
Back and forth.
I agree
just
with
good
you.
Back and forth.
I agree with you. It's Draymond Green. And I'm going to go to numbers now. I know you don't love numbers, but I'm going to go to this.
Okay.
Steph Curry's production when Draymond Green was on the court, 7 for 11 from 3. All 7 he made, Draymond is on the court. 41 of his 47 points. Shot 13 of 16 with Draymond on the court. Draymond's only on the court for 20 minutes, so Curry had 41 points in 20 minutes, and that's meaningful. And if you just give me 20 seconds, I want to get to Minnesota. People don't know this. I root for Minnesota. The reason I root for Minnesota, and you will know this, is our friend Alan Bubis' son, Nathan, sits
on the bench.
He's an assistant coach. Minnesota and Cleveland are the most improved teams in the NBA. Minnesota is 10 games over 500. They were 23 under last year, or 26 under, some incredible thing. 26 under, that's plus 36 for them. They're probably going to make the playoffs, which would be the second time since 2004. So I'm going to applaud their coach, who I don't know. If he walked into my attic with a shirt that said, I'm Chris Finch, I would not know him. But he must be doing a great job, Mike.
Yeah. You want to mention Cat in there somewhere? It's not just Minnesota. You got to have players that can lead that. I mean, Carl
New
Anthony
York City
Towns.
Kid. 60 points.
And whose story Tony, I'm look, yes. He's an easy guy to root for, given what he went through in 2020.
Yep. Yep.
So standing ovation yep. for Carl Anthony Towns. Let's move to the NFL, where at least four teams are showing real interest in trading for Deshaun Watson. The Texans quarterback has been accused of sexual misconduct by 22 massage therapists, and while not charged criminally, he still faces potential civil suits and league punishment. But that isn't deterring the Panthers, Saints, Falcons, and Browns, maybe among others, from pursuing him. Tone, in specific, what does the Browns' interest tell you about how they feel, maybe even their commitment to Baker Mayfield?
They have no commitment to Baker Mayfield. It's that simple. They now have no commitment. They are willing to go after Deshaun Watson, who may not be allowed to play for them. He may be suspended by the league depending on the outcome of all these civil suits. Even if they're settled, it's possible he will be suspended by the league. And they are saying, we are willing to wait for you rather than hand the team to this particular guy who was the overall number one pick. For all I know, they may be trying to trade Baker Mayfield right now. So there is no commitment to Baker Mayfield, which on a level to me is disappointing, because if he leaves, he's got really good commercials and we're not going to see them again. Let's look at the Browns briefly. In the past calendar year, in less than a calendar year, they have released Odell Beckham Jr., released Jarvis Landry, and they have put this kid, Baker Mayfield, on ice. That was supposed to be, Mike, their offense for 10 years. For 10 years. It's all gone.
Nothing in the NFL, not even a contract signed, lasts for 10 years. They usually last for 2 years, which is about what this was. Baker Mayfield, Tony, has been up and down. He is a roller coaster, all right? The commercials notwithstanding, the commercials are charming. The commercials have actually changed the way I feel about Baker Mayfield right. as a person. Coming out of college, when the video he was on then wasn't as complimentary or flattering. But, Tony, right. you're right. I mean, they basically have said, Baker, just hang on there. You hang on line four while we talk to Deshaun Watson, a guy
That's
who
right.
may not even be able to play for us. But this is not surprising. It's the Jerry Glanville line. What does NFL stand for? Not for long.
Not for long.
All right? So nothing's not guaranteed yep. unless you're Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. None of your stuff's guaranteed. Not much of it. And so, wow, they'll throw him out, Tony. But you can see this coming last year. He had that injury
it's very
and they
interesting,
turned
Mike.
On him.
It's very interesting. Deshaun Watson is no longer toxic. A lot of people are pursuing him. I wonder if they don't get him, will other people pursue Baker Mayfield?
Yes.
His numbers
yes.
are worse than Carson Wentz's. They are actually
They'll
worse.
They'll still pursue him. They will.
Well, could he be done? Could he be basically done before his rookie contract ends? I thought he was better than this. We move on. The NHL has suspended its leading scorer, Austin Matthews of Toronto, for 2 games for an excessive cross-check to the neck of Buffalo's Rasmus Dahlin, or Dahlin. It's being argued in Toronto that a person's past behavior should influence a suspension. Brad Marchand, for example, should get more games because he's a recidivist. But Matthews has never been suspended. He only has 68 penalty minutes in 6 seasons. He is an angel. Wilbon, should Matthews' past be factored into the calculation of how long he should be suspended?
Yeah, I think it should. No, it probably did, Tone. I mean, you think they didn't take this into account already? They know he's a Boy Scout. They know he has, like, fewer than 20 penalty minutes per year. They know this. When I saw this, and I saw this last night in close to live time, I thought, oh, my goodness, he's got to get a game or two. Okay, you can reduce the 2-1 because it's Austin Matthews, and he's simply not involved in this. He's not like that little thug-acting dude up with the Milwaukee Bucks who from Duke who has just had thug activity, you know, his whole life. He's not like that. So, Matthews, you do take that into account. And I would think it would get reduced from 2-1. You know, we'll find out. NHL reduces penalties all the time, it seems to me. But, Tony, in real life time, when I saw that cross-check to the neck, I thought
a
game or two,
right.
absolutely.
So, I think a suspendable action is a suspendable action. I want to take off the table completely the notion that because he's been good and has a merit badge, he shouldn't get anything. There's no get-out-of-jail-free card.
Right.
These are reviewed by the league. This doesn't happen inside the game. You know, the next day, people look at it, and they come to a conclusion. To me, if you are a recidivist, you can get penalty games tacked on. But if you're good, you still got to go. Now, maybe you want to reduce it to one.
One.
Because the other guy hit him twice.
Yeah.
And hit him hard.
He provoked.
And he finally retaliated.
Provocative.
But in hockey, Mike, hockey's a game where people get hurt. And if the league looks at the tape and the league says two, then honestly, to me, it's two. Let's take
a
break.
You got to look at that tape
coming
too many
up,
times. It says what
Gonzaga
it says.
Gonzaga is the one seed in the NCAA tournament. But should it be the favorite? We're going to ask Jay Billis.
We're also going to ask him whether there's a long shot he particularly likes. One game,
you know, Baker Mayfield may be the quarterback of the Browns this year, but there's no future for him. They've told
there's
him,
no future
we'll take a guy we
anybody.
Have to wait for.
Carson Wentz, his future was supposed to be in Indy. Huh? What? Tell me again.
Well, will Seattle or Indianapolis go after Baker Mayfield?
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
We will humor the NCAA tournament by saying it officially starts tonight with two play-in games. That makes it a perfect time to bring in our great friend, yet another bald guy, but much better looking than us, Jay Billis. And Jay, we're going to start with this. Gonzaga is the number one overall seed. At this point, do you trust that the Zags are significantly better than all the other teams? Or is the whole field, as Wilbon and I think, essentially a guessing game?
That's a good question. I think the field is always the better pick. Certainly this year, but I do think Gonzaga is legit. And the idea that they play in the West Coast Conference and as a result, that's how they pile up all those wins, that's nonsense. If you look back over the last 5 to 10 years, Gonzaga goes to more Sweet 16s, more Elite Eights. They've been in two of the last four championship games, and I think they're going to be in the third in 5 years this year. They're different this year because they don't have Corey Kispert and Jalen Suggs. They're not as perimeter-oriented, but they've got the presumptive number one pick in the draft and Chet Holmgren. Drew Timmy has had just as good a year this year as last year, and he had a spectacular year last year. I don't see them getting beat before the Final Four. Now, could UConn beat them in the Sweet 16? It's possible. But Gonzaga would have to play poorly, and UConn would have to play great. And I just think it's remarkable what Mark Few has done there, the caliber of player he gets and the way that they play. They're like a European pro team. Their passing and cutting is exquisite. And I can't imagine there's a really good player out there that doesn't want to play that way. It's a remarkable system.
Jay, you have Arizona meeting Gonzaga in the final, which pleases me because it's 9 million miles off of I-95. Tony's still trying to figure out where those places are. But Arizona's point guard went down with an ankle injury. How big a deal is that in the equation for Arizona?
It's a big deal. If Kerr Creasa, who was named after Steve Kerr, by the way, and I did Arizona-Oregon, and the first thing after the game, I get a text message from Kerr saying, hey, there's a player in college basketball who's named Kerr, and I don't see any players out there named Billis, just saying.
But they've
put in Justin Kyer, who transferred in. He's a fifth or sixth-year senior, and he's done a really good job. They don't have to have Creasa to win, but they need him to win the whole thing. So if they play without him the first weekend, which I don't know whether he's going to play or not, or what percentage of 100% he'll be, but they'll get to the second weekend without him. But to win the championship, I think he needs to be back because he can really shoot it. And he's a courageous passer. Like they're like a bunch of John Stocktons out there. If they see the back of your head, they're throwing it. If you're backpedaling in transition, they are throwing it. And they're courageous without being reckless. And that's a pretty good combo.
I want to get back into the best player, and that may be Holmgren. There's a difference, of course, between being the best player in college basketball necessarily and the number one overall pick, but we're getting far afield. Who would you say, Jay, is the best player in this tournament? Because there are guys out there like Keegan Murray and Mathurin and Banchero. I mean, there's quite a few. Jabari Smith, don't let me leave him out. But who do you have as being the best player in the tournament?
Well, Oscar Tshiebwe is going to be the player of the year. He's the leading rebounder in the country. He's averaging 15 rebounds a game. He's had like five or six 20-plus rebound games. He's not Michael and Tony, he's not been out-rebounded in a single game this year. You have to go back 25 years to find a player who's not been out-rebounded in a single game. That's like Tim Duncan stuff. So he's the player of the year. The best player is either Keegan Murray, Johnny Davis from Wisconsin. There are a bunch of great individual players. I'll give you the best name, though, and it's Jordan Jelly Walker of UAB. He averages over 20 points a game. He had 40 twice this year against Middle Tennessee State. I would not be surprised to see UAB win their first round game. And Jelly Walker can go all Kemba Walker on you. He's really good.
We'll get you out of here on this, and I know that you like Gonzaga and Arizona, but I'm going to ask you, is there a long shot you really like? And the only rule is you can't say an 11 seed from a major conference because we both know they are not actually long shots. So is there a long shot you like?
Well, not to win the whole thing. There's a reason we have to go back to NC State 83 or Villanova 85 to find a team that can win like that. But I do like the 6-11 upset games in your bracket. And one of the teams that I like to win a first-round game is South Dakota State because they can score. They average 87 points a game. They shoot 52% from the field, which is best in the country, 45% from three, which is ungodly. The only problem is when I get stuck picking my bracket, I look at mascots. And they're the Jackrabbits. And there's no way the Jackrabbit beats a tiger unless it's the rabbit from Monty Python and the Holy Grail that can take your head off. They'd better be that kind of rabbit. Otherwise that mascot trick is going to fail.
Thank you,
Jay, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, details leak of Aaron Rodgers' big money deal.
And Steve Nash weighs in on when, perhaps, maybe, we'll see Ben Simmons on a basketball court. Huh? You know, not in a Dior sweater.
Billis always says, he always says he's saving his best 5 minutes for us every day.
There we go. That was great.
But we don't ask him every day.
We ask him today, and he delivered.
No, that's good.
He scored it.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 63rd birthday, Harold Baines. Sort of a local for us, Wilbon. Baines grew up in St. Michael's, Maryland on the Eastern Shore. Baines played 22 years in the majors, mostly with the White Sox in Baltimore. Though never a World Series champion, Baines was a six-time All-Star. He had 2,866 career hits, and he batted 324 in the postseason. His election to the Hall of Fame by the Veterans Committee was rather controversial, as Baines had never received more than 6% of the vote in his initial window for election, and you need 75%. But his plaque at Cooperstown is the same size as everybody else's.
Well, Tony, his citizenship counts. Just like people are kept out for what people think is not good citizenship, Harold Baines was that great citizen his entire life. And as a note, the first game I ever covered as a professional sports writer out of Northwestern, George Solomon, our sports editor, sent me to Comiskey Park on the South Side, Orioles versus White Sox. Harold Baines was in it. We started at the same time. I followed his career more closely than maybe anybody out there who didn't cover him actively day to day. Love that he's in the Hall of Fame.
He followed your career as well, and he's proud.
I don't think so.
Happy anniversary, Steve Fisher. On this day, 33 years ago, Fisher became head coach of Michigan. Fisher was an assistant to Bill Frieder when Frieder announced he was taking the job at Arizona State after the NCAA tournament. Michigan AD Bo Schembechler famously said, and I'm quoting here, "I don't want someone from Arizona State coaching the Michigan team. A Michigan man is going to coach Michigan," unquote. Michigan man, Michigan man. Fisher took the Wolverines to the championship game where Ramil Robinson's late free throws won the title over Seton Hall. Fisher remained at Michigan 8 full seasons, coached the Fab Five. From there, he went to San Diego State where he coached 17 years.
Terrific just career, Tony, and so many episodes. And his career just sort of intersected with so many great players, and we saw some of them there and great episodes. It's great to hear, to sit with Jalen Rose sometimes and hear him tell some good Fisher stories. It really is.
Happy trails, Andrew Whitworth. The 40-year-old left tackle for the Rams is retiring. Whitworth won a Super Bowl and the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award this past season, fitting honors to walk away on. Whitworth played 16 years in the NFL. He started 235 regular season games. He was a 4-time Pro Bowler, 2-time first-team All-Pro. And according to Pat McAfee, the Rams also appear to be releasing their punter, Johnny Hecker. Hecker was 4-time first-team All-Pro and the All-Decade punter of the 2010s. He also completed 14 of 23 passes for 186 yards, converting 13 first downs and a touchdown on trick plays. Hecker is 32. Wilbon, this feels surprising, doesn't it?
Well, it just feels temporary. He's going to wind up playing. But Whitworth, Tony, that's kind of a Harold Baines situation, right? He may not be the most decorated guy out there, but Hall of Fame discussions are sure to follow, should they not? And being all pro twice at that position, that's going to get you, earn you some discussion, too.
Well, also, honestly, the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award is held
again,
in extremely
great
high regard.
Citizenship for both of them.
Yes, and that matters. One omission, the Patriots are trading guard Shaq Mason to the Bucs for a fifth rounder. So Tom Brady reunites with a familiar lineman at Tampa Bay. All right, let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Steve Nash says he has, quote, extremely high hopes, unquote, that Ben Simmons will be back during the regular season. Are you surprised by this?
Not high expectations, high hopes. Their regular season ends April 10th. He's like a red shirt. I mean, it's just a season, you know, goodbye. Aaron Rodgers' new deal guarantees him $150 mil over 3 seasons. Your thoughts?
The key word is guarantees. That puts him in the Kirk Cousins orbit, except he's much better than Kirk Cousins. Guarantees the big thing. Padres manager Bob Melvin says Fernando Tatis' motorcycle days are over. Makes sense to you, doesn't it?
I mean, it's a little late in the game to say they're over now. You've just lost him for 3 more months. This is a Ben Simmons situation. Defensive end Randy Gregory walked away from a Cowboys offer. Cowboys to join the Broncos. Is that a big deal?
I think it is. I mean, I think that is saying, I'm going to go to the Broncos because we have a better chance to get to the Super Bowl than you do in Dallas. I think people should listen to that. Last one, Novak Djokovic will regain the number one ranking next Monday after Daniel Medvedev lost in the 3rd round at Indian Wells. Your thoughts?
He's like Ben Simmons, too. Nobody plays anymore. It's just paper and rankings and expectations and hope. Somebody want to play? Can you play?
We're out of time. We will try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
At least practice. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here is SportsCenter.
Connor Davis, shout out. Your dad's very proud of you. He's a freshman lacrosse player. Wilbon, he's lighting it up. Tim Davis's boy.